This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Thursday. Colorado is pausing its wolf reintroduction efforts this winter. That's after the Trump administration demanded wildlife officials source their wolves from other Rocky Mountain states instead of Canada. Aspen Public Radio's Hallie Zander has the latest.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has been releasing 10 to 15 wolves into the state every winter since 2023. They got wolves from Canada last year, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service threatened to take over the program if the agency brought in more wolves from British Columbia. Ginny Harrington, a rancher in Carbondale, has petitioned for a pause like this for the past 2 years. She thinks it'll help wildlife officials improve their wolf management plan.
I think it's a good thing both for two-legged folks and four-legged critters to just have a breath here and see if we can't get this to be more successful.
Wildlife biologists say that there is a genetic risk to waiting a year. That's because wolves will have fewer options for breeding partners. Hallie Zander, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Roaring Fork School District overestimated enrollment for the 2025-26 school year. Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey reports it's part of a broader statewide trend that will mean fewer students in the classroom.
School districts create a budget every year based on how many students they project will enroll. The lower the number, the less state and federal funding schools receive. Dr. Anna Cole is the superintendent of the Roaring Fork School District.
We built this year's budget off of what we thought was a very conservative projection. And even our schools were like, what? This is too low. We won't be this low. And of course, the story now on this side of it is like everybody came in even lower.
She says only 2 out of the 12 schools in the district came in with higher than expected enrollment. But even those were lower than the year before.
And so what we learned was not only are we declining, but we're declining at a rate that was even surprising to the demographer who worked with us.
Cole says there are multiple reasons for the decline: the high cost of living, falling birth rates, and the escalation of immigration enforcement. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
The city of Aspen has applied to start construction on the Armory Hall redevelopment project. Aspen Daily News reporter Lucy Peterson has more on what's next.
The city is trying to redevelop Aspen's former City Hall into a community gathering space and food hall. They're getting ready to begin site prep, which could start as soon as June 1st. That involves preparing the building to be lifted off the ground while construction crews replace the foundation. A professional home and building moving company will place the armory on a hydraulic lifting platform and lift it 4 to 5 feet from the sidewalk. It will remain that way for a few months, starting around September. The project could be finished by summer 2028 if the permit is issued and construction goes as planned. Lucy Peterson, Aspen Public Radio News.
In statewide news, former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was involved in an altercation with another inmate over the weekend at a state prison in Pueblo. A surveillance video shows Peters grabbing the other inmate by her neck and pushing her. But Peter Tickton, Tina Peters' attorney, says he has a different perspective.
The tape's not very good. First of all, the resolution is terrible. And the second thing is that there's time gaps that are built in.
According to Tickton, the other inmate attacked Peters unprovoked, and Peters was defending herself. He said that Peters was told she could be charged with a felony assault as a result of the incident. No new charge was listed in online court records as of Tuesday night. Colorado Springs Utilities says it cannot reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2030. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
A fundamental step in the utility's original plan to meet a state mandate was to close the Ray-Nixon coal-fired plant. A bipartisan cohort of state lawmakers representing the Pikes Peak region is finalizing a bill they plan to introduce this upcoming legislative session that would extend the green energy deadline. Travis Steele is Colorado Springs Utilities CEO.
Without adjustments, we risk reliability and affordability for homes, businesses, hospitals, and military installations.
The planned legislation comes as the federal government works to block Colorado's efforts to shift away from coal. Opponents say clean energy is the most affordable and reliable path forward. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And in regional news, negotiators from Western states trying to strike a deal on how to share their dwindling supply of the Colorado River met last week in Salt Lake City. KUNC's Scott Franz reports details from those 4 days of secret meetings are starting to trickle out.
Utah's negotiator Gene Shawcroft is giving the marathon session a mixed review. He says negotiators in the upper basin states remain at an impasse with those in the lower basin over how to share the water.
We got tired of each other, and two and a half of the days, we made some progress, but one day we went backwards almost as much progress as we made in 2.5 days.
Shawcroft gave that update Tuesday at a board meeting in downtown Salt Lake City. He says the seven states remain committed to trying to reach a deal before their next deadline on Valentine's Day. The office of Colorado negotiator Becky Mitchell has not responded to interview requests. Scott Franz, KUNC.
A group of local officials from several Mountain West states are raising concerns about the Trump administration's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management. Murphy Woodhouse reports.
In November, President Donald Trump nominated former Republican New Mexico Congressman Stephen Pierce to direct the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees some 245 million acres. His selection has provoked a backlash from many environmental groups and local Western officials who point to his record of supporting public land sales. In a 2012 letter, Pierce called for increasing energy production on federal lands and, quote, divesting the federal government of its vast land holdings to help pay down the deficit. Gina Lucchese, a commissioner in rural Chaffee County, Colorado, spoke at a virtual event organized by several environmental groups this week. She says much of the local economy is based on public lands.
The threat of Stephen Pierce coming in and potentially selling off this land would be catastrophic to what we do here and our existence in Chaffee County.
Pierce's nomination has received support from some quarters, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association saying he understands the role of public lands in the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Remittances, or the money immigrants send back to their countries of origin, dropped to Mexico in 2025. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Nina Kravinsky reports from Hermosillo in Mexico.
Mexico's central bank says remittances to the country through November 2025 were around 5% lower than the previous year. The dip comes as U.S. immigration officials conduct raids across the United States, including at workplaces. Some immigrants in the U.S. have said they stay home to avoid being apprehended. Mexico received around $56 billion in remittances from January through November last year, less than the $60 billion it received in that period in 2024. That money is an important part of the economy. A report from the bank BBVA shows that more than 1 million people in Mexico are out of poverty thanks to remittances. Nina Kravinsky, Hermosillo.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.